This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. A federal judge says the NYPD acted unconstitutionally when making stop and frisks outside certain private apartment buildings in the Bronx. Judge Shira Scheindlin of Manhattan says a nonspecific suspicion or hunch is not enough for a police officer to perform a stop and frisk on a person. The case is one of three lawsuits challenging the NYPD's stop and frisk practices. The stops in the Scheindlin case were part of a program known as Operation Clean Halls, where police are given permission to enter private buildings by their owners. Joining us now to talk about it is Bronx District Attorney Robert Johnson. Hello, sir. Welcome to WNYC.
Good afternoon. Thank you for asking me on.
This summer, your office issued a memo to police basically saying that you would no longer be prosecuting these cases as a matter of course, and that officers would have to be interviewed about the arrests that they made before these cases would proceed in your office. Do you feel that Judge Scheindlin's ruling today justifies your concerns about the validity of the arrests made under this Clean Halls program?
Well, first of all, I'd like to clear up what we said. We didn't say we would no longer be prosecuting the cases. We said that we would no longer do these type of cases through the affidavit process, the trespass affidavit.
Thank you for that clarification.
Which allowed the officer to check off boxes. And that's why we did want to bring them in an interview, because we did have some concerns. As to the case vindicating us or supporting that theory, that's a case that we were never even a part of. We're trying to be part of something greater. We're understanding the community's perspective, the innocent people in buildings who are concerned about people trespassing and hanging out in their lobbies and perhaps doing drug transactions. That's the concern that was the genesis of this program, and we understand that. And we understand the police department, as we felt, wanted to respond to that.
You mentioned this form that police officers check off. One of the boxes that they check off is whether the person that they stopped and frisked was moving furtively. Judge Scheindlin commented on that. She said it was not enough for an officer to conduct a stop and frisk simply because the officer had observed the person moving furtively. Have you seen that change when you bring police officers in and ask them to justify their arrests?
Well, I think what we've seen is more care in general, because since this change in policy, there have been fewer cases coming into our complaint room, which means I think that they are taking great pains to ensure that they are doing it according to the regulations. And that's actually what the ruling by Judge Scheindlin today is directing the police department. I don't know whether the city and the police department are going to appeal this, but it's directing things like further training and further instruction on just how to do it the proper way.
The NYPD and others have criticized your office for not prosecuting these cases as frequently as other district attorneys' offices. What's your response to that?
My response is that there's no way anybody could know who was right or who was wrong. The person who criticized 100 out of 100, I'm sorry, the person who prosecuted 100 out of 100, the prosecutor who prosecuted 10 out of 100, the person who prosecuted 70 out of 100. There's no way to say one is right and one is wrong unless you examine each one of the 100 to see what the factors were, what the evidence was, and make your decision based on that case by case. So people, they jump up and down about statistics, but throughout the years, we've declined to prosecute cases of all kinds.
Certainly, I take your point about taking each case on a case-by-case basis, but clearly there have been some trends, and that was outlined yesterday by Mayor Bloomberg's release of the city's first ever criminal justice performance report. The numbers show the Bronx falls behind the other boroughs when it comes to a number of criteria. The most number of felony cases pending over 180 days. The time it takes from arrest to arraignment, 26.18 hours, the highest in the city, while the law is you need to be arraigned within 24 hours of your arrest.
Right.
The lowest conviction rate for violent felony arrests in 2011, 43% compared to 64% in Queens, and the highest rate of releasing high-risk felony defendants. Can you explain those numbers?
Certainly the DA's office doesn't release people. But there are a number of agencies, a number of people involved. That's not a DA's office function, a number of the things you're speaking of. With respect to conviction rates, you know, you compared our felony conviction rate to one of the higher counties rather than to one of the counties who's more in line with us. We're only a few percentage points away from the next county. I think statistics say things, but they don't say everything.
Bronx District Attorney Robert Johnson joining me to talk about Judge Shira Sheindlin of Manhattan's decision, ruling that stop and frisks outside certain private Bronx buildings as part of a clean halls program are unconstitutional, and also talking about New York City's first ever criminal justice performance report. District Attorney Johnson, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, be well.